KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. UCLA economists say California and the nation are not in a recession and not headed for one. The soothsayers insist in their latest forecast they've stood alone before and got it right. Today's report figures the spike in foreclosures stems from falling home prices and rising interest rates, not job losses. A Superior Court judge in L.A. has nixed most of a jury verdict awarding millions of dollars to field hands sterilized by pesticides they applied to dole crops in Nicaragua. The decision leaves four workers with nearly $2 million, but legal analysts say the verdict is likely to deter foreign claimants thinking about suing in a U.S. court. California farmers and ranchers have their eyes on Washington this week. They've been waiting months for Congress and the Bush administration to agree on a new federal farm bill. D.C. lawmakers are bumping up against a deadline now. The current bill expires March 15th. Sasha Coca has more.
Congress votes on a new farm bill every 5 years, but this time negotiations have dragged on much longer than usual. Lawmakers and the Bush administration have been wrangling over how to pay for the new bill and how to limit crop subsidies. Those mainly support corn, cotton, and soybean growers in the Midwest, and the Bush administration has threatened a veto if the payments aren't reined in. But in the meantime, many California farmers are waiting for a different pot of money, says Jack King. He's director of national affairs at the California Farm Bureau.
More monies for snacks and school lunch programs, better nutrition, fruits and vegetables that would be part of the snack program. We think that that's very important, not only from the nutrition standpoint, but it would give a boost to California farmers as well, who grow half of the nation's supply of fruits and vegetables.
The draft farm bill also includes new money to support marketing and research for fruits and veggies. It could also direct as much as $5 billion a year to support environmental programs for farmers and ranchers. Members of Congress have to vote on a new bill or temporarily extend the old farm bill before they leave on Friday for the Easter recess. Otherwise, an arcane rule dictates that national farm policy must automatically revert back to the way it was in 1949. Back then, there was far less money for nutrition programs, and some farmers got much higher subsidies than they do now. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
Most immigrants who come to this country are young and ready to work. But in recent years, an increasing number of immigrants arriving in the U.S. are in their 60s, 70s, and older. More than 100,000 come each year, often discovering life here isn't what they expected. Lonnie Shavelson reports on a new program in Fremont that's designed to help them cope.
In a tiny walk-up apartment crowded with Indian immigrants, 75-year-old Hardev Singh adjusts the volume of a Sikh prayer that plays over and over from a boombox. He says he moved to the U.S. to be with his daughter and her family.
So his daughter actually invited him and petitioned for him to come over here so they will stay together as a family that time.
But what Singh found here was a family under stress. His daughter and her husband worked the night shift at a medical supply factory. His adolescent grandchildren lived a lifestyle he describes kindly as unfamiliar. Then his son-in-law's parents also came, and there wasn't enough room in the house. Singh moved to this crowded apartment across town.
He said his feelings were very hurt. But, after some time, you adjust with the time.
The translator is Kashmir Shahi, a 42-year-old software engineer from India's Punjab. He's one of 30 volunteers recently trained by the city of Fremont to work with elderly immigrants. He's saddened by what happened to Singh and his family.
You know, it is really a shame for the family. They promised them and they promised the system here, like they will take care of them, and they are not doing that.
It's not neglect, says Marianne Mendel, Fremont's administrator of aging and family services, but the reality of life in the United States. Parents and grandparents who come here expecting to join an extended family, like in the old country, can be bewildered by what they find.
Husband and wife are working, children are in school, the neighborhood's deserted, they're home alone.
Mendel says she doesn't know how many senior immigrants are having family difficulties, because they're embarrassed to say so. But, she says, the desperate situation of the senior immigrants became clear to her at a meeting last year.
And it was very quiet, and then one senior spoke up and said, "We feel like we are parasites on our children. We depend upon them for money, for shelter, and for socialization. And we're all depressed.
So Fremont started the Community Ambassador Program for seniors and held 14 focus groups in 9 languages to find out what elderly immigrants need to adjust to life here. At a meeting at a Sikh temple, the seniors had numerous questions.
Do you have any facility or subsidy for learning driving for the seniors?
It's regarding the survival benefit. Uh-huh. How many years he should have contributed or worked in this country?
Is there any cash aid or grant under this program?
The ambassadors now help the elderly immigrants with housing, medical care, legal aid, family counseling, and simple but crucial skills like getting around on buses. They say all of that is helping decrease the seniors' isolation and depression. More difficult to remedy, though, is the fact that in the United States, the larger society does not value being old. Marita Grutzen, Deputy Director of Stanford's Geriatric Education Center, explains.
They go out and they're not respected or welcomed in the way they were in their country. And so it's 100 little ways where they experience a great loss.
Before he left India, Hardev Singh was fully retired after a long military career. Now, in the crowded apartment here, at 75, he's preparing to leave for the job he needs to get by, the graveyard shift at a local gas station. Shahi is also here. He's enrolled Singh in Medicare, put him in touch with other senior Indian immigrants, and he's working on getting him less crowded housing. But Shahi says his very presence as an ambassador from Fremont to the seniors has helped Singh the most, showing that he's valued here in the U.S.
In the real sense, I think I offered him a comfort where he can enjoy his life.
For the California Report, I'm Lonnie Shavelson.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, March 11th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org. The Wesley Foundation, for coverage of immigration issues throughout California, and the California Teachers Association, because every child deserves a chance to learn and no child succeeds alone. More information is available at cta.org.